On this Thursday afternoon, let's check in with Mike Tenura. He's at T-Storm Weather in Chicago. Let's start, Mike, with the weather forecast. Is it any better than it has been as it relates to rainfall across the Midwest?
Well, we're not going to see as much rain as we've seen, but the bigger problem is that it's still going to rain. We'll see some showers around this afternoon. We'll see higher coverage of scattered showers and storms tomorrow night and Saturday. And then we'll start to see more storms again Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday of next week. Now, it's not going to rain the whole time, and the rains will be less frequent than they have been. But again, the point is that we're still going to be seeing rain. If we look at soil moisture across the U.S. corn production belt and weight it by county and by different periods of time, no matter how we look at it, it's the wettest it's been of the entire spring as of right now. And that's because it was raining a lot leading into the last week or so, and then we got dumped on. So we need it completely dry going forward, and that's just not going to happen.
I've been getting some questions from listeners about what the summer and the fall might look like. I know they're probably worried about heat. They might be worried about frost dates. Do you have any information on comparison years, what this year we've had so far might mean for the coming weather forecasts?
Well, you need to keep a couple of different things in mind. And number one is that weather right now does not highly correlate to weather later on in the summer. So even though it's real wet and it's been real wet, it just doesn't give us a super strong clue of what's about to come up. But that being said, you do need to keep a couple of different things in mind. Number one is that this type of scenario has been followed by heat waves a number of times going back in history. I can just isolate out some years here, and we'll start out basically going back to 1895. And just since the modern corn and soybean era started in 1960, these are some of the years here that started out real wet, kind of like we have now, and then ended up with a big heat wave. 1974, 1983, 1991, 1995, 2010, and 2011. And the way we figured this out is we looked at the wettest years by starting in June and then going through May. The reason we did that is because this June through May will completely crush records for the wettest period of the last 125 years across the seven-state region of the Corn Belt. So it's not for certain that we're going to see a significant heat wave later on this summer, but you can't say it would be totally surprising just based on some of these statistics. Now, keep one other thing in mind, Todd. Not every year did that. I mean, there were other years that didn't do that, but some did, clearly, so you have to watch it.
Yeah, so that's something we'll have to keep an eye on, and I know you'll be watching for us as we make our way through the rest of the summer. I take it there's probably not much relationship, as you already noted, to the fall frost dates.
Yes, well, that is true, but keep this in mind. Number one, 1974 and 1995 both did have significant freezes in September, and those were, again, followed by not only very wet beginnings to the season, very hot summers, and then a freeze early. So you have to watch that. But I think the bigger thing to worry about related to frost is just that with this corn crop being planted so late, you're going to push the development of it into the frost periods in September and especially in October. So there is a much higher risk for a frost on an immature corn crop later on in October. But that's primarily a function of planting date as opposed to some larger weather issue.
Hey, thanks so much.
You're welcome.
Mike Tenura is with T-Storm Weather. I'm Illinois Extension's Todd Gleason.